We're beginning, hopefully, our final class on dating. And we'll begin with the question that was asked: how does one improve one's chances of finding Mrs. Right? If the Shadchanim are telling you, that, look, we're trying, but we don't have the right girl for you. So, I would ask the Shadchanim, why not? Meaning, maybe they'll tell you, you know, girls are looking for someone who has an organized parnasa. So that's something to think about. Maybe they'll tell you girls are looking for someone older. So that time will take care of that. Maybe they'll tell you, well, all the girls I have want a Hebrew speaker. So then you need other Shadchanim who want English speakers. Maybe they'll tell you the girls I have want a guy who's firm from birth. So you know the Shadchan isn't right. You need a Shadchan who has girls that are happy with Chozrim B'tshuva. Meaning I would try to locate where the hardship is. And sometimes the hardship is in the Shadchan. I know when I was dating, so there were many Shadchanim who said to me, you have to decide. Either you're America's a Rav, put on a kippah struga. If you're going to wear your black yarmulke, go to Panovich and get a shidduch there. But if you're going to come to us and tell us you're something in between, so then no one wants you. And I got this from a lot of people. And after I got it from a lot of people, being a newcomer, you know, I was born here, but I came back a decade and a half ago. So I'd been dating for 2 or 3 years, and it started to ring true. I'm hearing this over and over and over again wherever I go. So I switched. I had my months where I was wearing a kippah struga. I said, I'm in America's Arab. When in Rome, do as the Romans. What am I supposed to do? So it was interesting. There were a lot of people who viewed it differently. It was interesting because just at that period of time, I dated again a girl that I dated previously, and she showed up to the date, and she was like, oh, you switched? And I could see she was obviously not happy with it, which was like an interesting, it was interesting to see that it wasn't what the Shadchanim said at all. And quite the contrary, in my experience, there are many girls out there, thousands of girls out there, here in Jerusalem, thousands of girls, that specifically do want someone who's in America's Rav with a black yarmulke or somewhere in the middle. The Shadchanim weren't right. The Shadchanim were, today, after a decade of experience as a Shadchan, I could tell you that there are plenty of girls out there who are happy with that. The Shadchanim were projecting their own vision on life. And that's something which you have to be wary of. But you know what? You had a lot of people projecting their vision on life and telling me that this is what they thought. It wasn't one, it wasn't two. It was almost every person I was talking to, almost every person who was setting me up. So that means that the girls who are trying to tell the Shadchanim, you know, I'm looking for something in the middle, the Shadchan is telling her, there are no guys out there like that. You got to choose this way or that way. So they're playing both sides here. I know some of the Shadchanim that are most sought after definitely have this policy, and I think it's wrong. And they teach in institutions where the girls are for sure not that way, meaning those Shadchanim, and they refuse to see it. But that doesn't help you. You got to work with what you have. So sometimes you have to find a different Shadchan. Today you have online dating with all its ills and problems. So the first thing I would check is what is the issue? What is the Shadchan telling you the issue is, if they're willing to tell you? And sometimes they'll say, let me talk to your rabbi. They don't want to tell you straight. They don't want to hurt your feelings, which is fine. So it might pay to have your rabbi call and find out. But that's point number one. Point number two, you asked, what would you add to your profile in order to make you a better candidate? So you have to ask yourself, in what range, what type of girls am I dating? Am I dating girls that are Chozrot B'tshuva, Olim Chadashim, girls who want a husband who's going to work, a husband who's going to work and learn Torah? What are the points that are important to them? Let's put ourselves in their shoes. And maybe you have to arrange a profile that answers up to what they're looking for a little bit. And in a true way, think about what's important to a girl. So what's important to a girl is that the guy be a nice guy, a warm guy, a good parent, someone who likes children, someone who some girls, someone like someone who's more outgoing, less outgoing, but you want a kind person, a person who cares about other people, who you could be confident will take care of you and care for you, a responsible person. So those are some of the points, but the most important points are going to be the points of charisma. And how do you develop charisma? So there are books, and there are good books out there, and there are also a few key formulas. A person should work on smiling. A person should work on laughing at other people's jokes. A person should gauge himself. How often does the word I show up in conversation? Much of people's conversations is focused on projecting their own autobiography to other people. And the greater a person is, the less he is interested in telling you about himself or what happened to him the other day, the more he is interested in hearing about you, the more he is interested, takes a real interest in you. And that's something which every person has to work on. And the more a person, the older a person grows as a bachelor, the more they have to work on that. Because in truth, one needs to have a healthy ego in order to be open to listening to other people. Why is it that we want to tell other people about ourselves? Because to a certain degree, we are interested in their approval. Meaning, I am an interesting person. You care about me. And the older a person gets as they're single, the more they have a need for that. So a person has to have a circle of friends where that need is met. But the dating scene is not that. And a person has to work on developing within themselves that keen interest in other people, caring for other people, and minimizing the instances that a person wants to tell of themselves. There's nothing wrong if a person wants to share things that happen in their own life. But more often than not, it's really a reflection of the fact that a person is not really focused on other people. People talk and they spend the conversation waiting for you to pause so they can tell you what they want to say. And even if they're going to let you say a lot, the question is, what's really going on inside of them as you're talking? When someone else is talking, am I open to listening? Am I open to connecting? Am I interested? Am I taking a real interest in what they're saying? Am I really connecting? Or am I waiting and thinking all the time, what am I going to say? And am I constantly waiting for them to hear what I have to say? And that's something to really work on. Yeah?
Mine is actually a new question. It's not based on what we said.
So let's hold off. So if we're talking about self-development towards being a better candidate that people would be more interested in, well, people are interested in people who are interested in other people. So that's charismatic people, caring people, having a good sense of humor. I think one of the key points that people connect to is someone that likes people. Do you really like human beings, other people? And a person can work on that, and a person should work on that, and people sense who they're meeting with. The more a person works on it and does it, and a person should gauge himself. When there's one piece of cake left, am I quick to take it? Or am I quick to leave it? Am I leaving it out of courtesy? Or do I really care that someone else should have that piece of cake? And there are many examples to that. It's a little hard because you guys are in a challenged situation. And being in yeshiva where you're underfed and you have less than average amenities of regular life leads a person to instinctively be more needy, but you shouldn't be. You have to develop the opposite side of that. Better take another slice of bread and not take another piece of cake. And a person has to work on developing that within themselves. And when a person is like that, people sense it and they like him. And that's something which everyone who knows you will sense as to who you are. Now, what about what to remove from one's profile? So I recommend you take your profile and show it to someone who's going to be blunt with you. Sometimes someone's going to say, come on, that sounds completely obnoxious. And you're going to start being defensive. Don't be defensive. You want to get a second opinion, but you wanted his opinion. He told you. Sometimes a person's going to say, you know, you didn't have that. No one finds that funny. You put that on your profile and you sound like, well, You guys can fill in the blank. So take your profile, show it to one or two other people, see what they say. Sometimes your best friend is going to say, hey, don't you think you should add A or B or C to your description? I remember once in yeshiva, they were searching for a British fellow, he was a Jinji, and someone came and said, I'm looking for a guy, and he gave a whole description. And no one knew who he was looking for. He didn't remember the name the guy was looking for. And every time they came to me and said, you know, someone's looking for you out there. So I get up, I go out, He says, no, you're not the guy I'm looking for. I go back to Beis Medrash. A minute later, he asked someone else, gave a whole description. They came to me. I go out again. Okay, by the third guy, I said, no, it's not me. He's looking for someone else. But what struck me was he described the personality of the person he was looking for. And the way he described the personality wasn't the way I viewed myself at all. But everyone who heard it, you see, they all thought it was me. So I could have said, well, I'm a Jinji. Well, I'm American. They don't know the difference between American and British. But no, they all came and said, he's looking for a guy who, and they started describing who he was looking for. And it struck me that the personality description that they all gave was how they viewed me. I didn't view myself that way at all. It was a chiddush to me. It was like, wow, you guys think I'm that? Okay, fine. So sometimes your friends are going to have insights as to which points to put on your profile that you might have never thought of yourself. It's a tricky thing, and I don't know the internet world well enough to know when writing something about yourself is considered obnoxious and when that's the way to go. I don't know enough about it, the internet dating and how to set up a profile. But that, again, your friends might know better than I would. So that's, did we address the question already? Okay. Yes?
My question is not far off from where it's best, but it's slightly different. How exactly do you communicate to the Shadchanim what you are looking for? Because I just have got like this long streak now of Shadchanim setting me up with people who are absolutely not connected at all to what I'm looking for, kind of thing. I do get the odd ones that see why maybe they thought that'd be suitable, but some people say internet dating. I've been once or twice sent profiles of some girls that I've looked at, and I'm like, why on earth do they think that's suitable, you know? Like,
did you fill out the form we had 2 weeks ago? So look at the form, and that might help you zone in on which points are really important for you. I think it also requires a little bit of thought, and by looking at the forms on different dating sites, you might get an idea of which words to use. Meaning, sometimes the difference can be subtle, but if you learn to say, I want a girl that's warm, what's important to me is warmth more than intellect. Or you say, it's very important for me to have an intellectual girl. It's very important for me to have a girl that's top of her class. I mean, they might not set you up with anyone, but I'm saying there are certain terms which will help you to get your point across to Shadchanim. I have to tell you, in all honesty, that what I'm telling you now is theoretical. Because personally, practically, to the day I got married, I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam sent me my wife, because I had the same thing as you. I was dating, and let's say 3 out of 4 girls I was set up with, I was able to rule out just by looking into them. And the fourth girl, I obviously ruled out by dating her. But, you know, saying that, and they were off, meaning they were really off from what I was looking for. So I don't know, I'm telling you theory now. In practice, I never succeeded. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent me my wife, but...
I mean, about the description thing, I get you there, but... So if I tell them that I'm looking for, say, like, a quiet, sweet, caring, intelligent girl...
So think which of those are important. Which of those are important to you, though?
Well, all of those, but I mean...
It has to be a quiet girl?
No, that's the reason. But then they send me a photograph of a girl, and I send me a profile to the photograph of a girl who's, like, one of her first paint, none of her profile pictures, like, painted her face like a cobwebbiness. I'm just like, where exactly, like, as much as I, like, kafkut and everything. I just cannot see her being along the line what I was thinking.
Which words did you say? Quiet, sweet.
I'm just some giving. I don't
no,
know exactly
I'm saying. Okay, well, let's analyze it for a minute. Sweet means nothing to the Shadchan. Every girl is sweet. What other terms did you use? I'm saying two out of five terms that you used are extra, and when you give too much to Shadchan, you got much less. Better tell them, these are the two or three points that are important to me. You said five, you lost it. You have to think, what's really important to me? And if you could really say that to the Shadchan, you could say, look, these are my aspirations, these are my dreams, this is the type of person I am. What am I looking for? I'm looking for warmth. I'm looking for dedication. I'm looking for intellectual capacity. I'm looking for exciting. Think of which, what are you looking for? I'm looking for a girl that's going to be open to going RTV, what's it called? ATVing, see, I'm out of it. Okay. I'm looking for a girl that's going to go motorbiking with me. I don't care. I'm saying, but think for a minute. What do you want to tell her? Yeah.
Doesn't a woman get your name before the date? First date?
She should.
Yeah, because, like, if they would look you up on Facebook, like, they can get a totally wrong impression from some people, you know?
That's your job.
So better delete your Facebook before you
either delete or let it really reflect who you are. Yeah.
Again along those lines, but let's say about the looks department, like I've been getting some girls sometimes who like completely not looking from the looks department. And again I think why would the Shadchan set me up with a girl who also 3 centimeters taller than me and also 20 kilograms heavier than me.
So again, you should specify, if you tell Shadchanit, look, there's a few things that are important to me. On looks, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not important at all and 10 being very important, I'm a 10. You want? That's how I ask. When I interview people, I say on a scale of 1 to 10, what range would you say is important to you? Most people say 7. It's interesting. You say on a scale of 1 to 10, most people say 7, and you're supposed to figure. I say, how important are looks for you?
It's
meaning,
it's not about a scale. It's just that
some people really don't care about looks. Some people say, I need her to be picture perfect. So some people have told me, I'm a 10. I need a girl that's a 10. Most people say I'm a 7. But whatever, I'm saying, that's a way of telling the Shadchanit, look, to me, looks are very, very important. And you could specify as well, and you could say, look, to me, it's very important she shouldn't be taller than me. And to me, it's very important that she shouldn't weigh more than me. I think that if those points are important to you, you should say that. Some Shadchaniyot won't ever set you up again. Whether they're right or wrong is irrelevant. You just have to realize that's a price you're going to pay. Whereas you might be able to just filter out by looking on the Facebook page or whatever, and then you might be better off. I don't know who the Shadchaniyot you're working with are. Any other questions? Yes?
Sometimes is it better to maybe avoid going out with somebody that's related or a very good friend of the Shadchan? Mm-hmm. Because that way, okay, let's say you were to be the Shadchan for one of us and we're your students. Let's say somebody that you're related to is the woman. And so we go out, and for whatever reason things don't work out, but because things might go bad between us, that would cause perhaps a rift between you, the teacher, Shadchan, whatever, and then us, the student.
It shouldn't. Okay. Meaning I think so long as you behave decently, if someone wants to set you up with their sister, with their niece, I think the first girl they tried setting me up with, a friend of mine tried setting me up with his sister, and I liked him as a human being. I thought he was a gruff person. I didn't want to date his sister. Does that mean we're friends? We're friends till today. But he's a gruff person, and you'll say, who says his sister's gruff? I knew his father was gruff. I knew other people in the family were gruff. I never met the sister, but I wasn't about, you know,
okay,
I didn't.
In that case, preserve your friendship. You didn't even go out with.
Not to preserve my friendship, just because I didn't think there were too many odds of it working, you know. Okay. And in hindsight, I was probably wrong. I should have given her a chance. I should have taken her for her own merits. But I'm just saying, we're still friends till today. even though I said no, and I had friends set me up, and then it didn't work out. I'm saying, even if you went out and you said no, you said, you know, I
yeah, but what do you do the next Shabbos meal? What do you do the next Shabbos meal? You dated her 7 times, and their family wants to invite you for Shabbos, or should they invite you for Shabbos, should you go? You know what I mean?
That's your call. Sometimes you feel uncomfortable, and sometimes you say, whatever, fine, I'll try to set her up with my friends who I think fit her, you know. No hard feelings. I know of guys who, like you're saying, they were been bite in a certain house, and then they dated the girl, and it didn't work. And then I know worse, where the guy got married, and the girl remained single. And they still maintained a cordial friendship, meaning he'd try to set her up, and the families were still friends. It depends a little bit how it's going to play itself out. You're right, it could sometimes be awkward, but I don't see that as reason not to date a girl. If you think it makes sense, so then check it out. And if it ends up not working out, so however the chips fall, it might mean that you won't feel comfortable going to their house anymore. Fine, you'll find other houses to go to. Sometimes you say, I think the odds of it working are about 3%, and I don't want to lose this family. But usually, if it makes sense, I wouldn't think that's a reason not to go out with the girl. I would go out with her, and if you end up breaking up, break up menschlich and be nice. And afterwards, you could tell her brother or whoever, you could tell the shadchan, you know, she's a fantastic girl. Obviously, you'll compliment her more than you would any other girl, because that's your friend of yours, and you'll say, you know, she was really amazing, and it was a great idea. It happens to be we don't match, but she really, I appreciate it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that doesn't mean it won't sometimes backfire. Some shadchanim are very personal. You didn't want to marry my sister, so that's it. Our friendship's over. Right? There are people like that.
If a woman says that, you know, he's a fantastic guy, then it's like, oh, he's so fantastic, then why?
Right? There are people who are like that. What can I do? They shouldn't be like that. It's not right, but I can't help that. Not right, you know. So you didn't think you matched. So what? So the friendship has to end because of that. Again, I think it is important to go back to the shadchan in such a scenario and make sure that things are calm between you two. Yes.
Okay. So question: two aspects to this, very very important. I see it happening to some people, not to many, but it doesn't seem. If someone is having a hard time finding what are the alternatives? I'll give you a scenario. I was at someone's house, big hotel, random guy, right? Got to them, and they had a daughter, okay? And like, I'm like, okay, so she looks like the person, like, that I might be interested in after the meal, right? I'm like, okay, so how does someone pursue a lead like that?
You should usually talk to people who are better connected. Meaning, if you spent the Shabbos by a family, get the family name, and then you could speak to me. You could speak to Rav Listman. People who have been around a little bit longer will usually have connections in many places. If we don't have connections, we'll know who does have connections. So I'll tell you, Rav Dinkevich lives in Beit El. Rav Listman used to live in Beit El. We'll find the people around here who are better connected in Beit El, and they'll help you move forward on that. Saying, once you get the family name, you know where to go from there. Name, an address, something. We could get the name of the rabbi in Beit El, the rabbi of the shul, if you know what shul they daven in. There are ways to go about it. It's not that hard. You find the rabbi of the community. I've worked that way for guys, where they wanted to date a girl in a certain community, and so we called up the rabbi of that community, we spoke to the rabbitson, we asked her who are the shadchanim around there, who to call, and we got things underway. Those are simple routes to go. Once you have a name in a community, you could do it directly. You won't necessarily get the best emissary that way. I mean, the rabbi and rabbanit, when you call them, you're an anonymous figure. They're going to give you anonymous information. You go to Rav Dinkevich, you're a student of our yeshiva, he's going to go a step beyond for you. Whereas someone anonymous might and might not. But even that's doable. Saying that's still doable. just to understand, if the Rebbetzin calls up the girl and says, look, there's a guy who was by you for a Shabbos meal and he wants to date you. I don't know anything about him. What do you say? It's not going to, you know, your odds aren't so high. If Rav Dinkevich comes and says, we have a student by us, let me tell you about him. So you're 10 steps forward. Anything else? Okay.